Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. Okay, you guys, welcome to a new episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast where I invite some friends over to watch an episode with me and then we critically deconstruct it for you. And this is another special episode. This is only the second time I've had two guests. And my guests today are Allie and Georgie. You guys can say hi now.
Hi.
You guys are psyched. Well, let me go ahead and say, the episode we just watched is called The Video Yearbook, and the original air date was November 7th, 1992. And I'm going by Netflix order. This was the one that came next on Netflix, but I'm going to have to, again, go through this. We've skipped over some. But anyway, so that's Video Yearbook, November 7th, 1992. Now, you guys, do me the honor, please, of giving me a brief synopsis of the plot before we really, really break it down.
I was going to say, do you know what you were doing November 7th, 1992? I'm trying to think where in my life I was real quick. I had just had my 16th birthday the day before, and I had just held hands for the first time, I think, on my birthday.
Wow.
With a boy.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah,
that's
I know. 16
exciting.
Was the first time you held
really
late,
with a boy?
No,
real
late bloomer. I didn't do it until a couple of months before I turned 16. Yeah. I held hands and got kissed.
Yep.
I was
12. Almost 16.
And an
early bloomer?
About to kiss my first boy.
Yeah. I'm so jealous. Most people have that. I was late to the game. Definitely.
I should have been later.
Yeah, I don't think 12 is bad for holding hands, especially.
That's fair.
Yeah, I had not had physical contact with a boy. Anyway, so
yeah,
that's what was
too.
Happening when this was airing, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
It's totally terrifying.
Horrifying.
The synopsis is that Zach Morris is put in charge of making the Bayside yearbook, which is... he's decided it's going to be a video yearbook.
Yeah, because their last one was a real turkey and didn't sell well. But Zach is also hard up for cash. He needs to buy a car.
Yeah.
And so his motivation is like, what I'm going to do is instead, well, I'm making this video yearbook, but you know what I could do is I could actually use all the footage of the girls, like hookers, and sell their information to strangers.
Right.
Right.
And those girls are really excited about it for some reason until they find out that he's behind it. And
yeah.
And then
they're pissed.
Then they're pissed.
Yeah.
No, they start getting pissed because their boyfriends get violent. And so really, you're like, oh, well, your boyfriend's violent. It's another problem. But Zach has also sold your information. He's essentially like the Facebook of yore. Sold your information. Yeah. And then he gets in big trouble. And to get him back, the school is like, let's play a prank on him and pretend that AC Slater is beating up everyone in a jealous rage about Jesse. And then Zach has to apologize, but he dresses in drag. To hear what people think
and
of him.
And at the end, there are no consequences.
Yes.
Nope. Everyone's like...
That, first of all, it's a beautiful synopsis. Second of all, I think I should do what Dana Gould does on his podcast. And each of you, you say your name, and this is the sound of my voice.
This is Allie. This is the sound of my voice.
This is Georgia. This is the sound of my voice.
Okay, cool.
Very similar.
I forgot to do that the last time I had two guests.
Oh.
And when I was on Dana's, he did, because he had two ladies on, and so we had to do that to make sure. So now everybody knows who you guys are.
Okay.
Which Allie is which. Here. Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful synopsis, by the way.
Thank
Beautifully
you.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Now, this episode opens with Screech at the Max reading the classifieds. Which many, sure, lots of teenagers have done that.
Read always.
The classified ads.
Mm-hmm.
And now my favorite part of this is he's holding it up. Like, you see the camera. Like, it says classified ads. And there's a huge ad that says Acme Cars. It's like, you need to buy a car? Acme Cars.
Yeah.
And then the phone number, which is, that is straight up Looney Tunes shit, right?
Looney Tunes.
Oh, Acme.
Yeah.
It's Looney Tunes, right? Where,
yeah. It's like Acme is just like the general catch-all.
What was the other? It was Looney Tunes, and then what was the other cartoon?
Tiny Toons?
No, wasn't it? It was like Looney Tunes was Bugs Bunny and all those guys.
Yeah, and Barbara.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Okay, yeah, so that was totally Looney Tunes.
Yeah, like there'd be an anvil that's like an Acme brand anvil.
Yeah, totally.
Because when have you ever seen an anvil in your entire life?
Never. Oh my God, I've never seen an anvil.
Look, that is one of the things that trips me up most in life.
That you've never seen an anvil?
I stay up late at night. I swear to God, that is like a question that comes up in my everyday life so often.
Do you know, if I ever have like a sprawling house, I want to have a fucking anvil in it.
Well, because my thing is like, okay, I totally grew up watching cartoons all the time. I don't know why that was the go-to weapon, unless because cartoons were not made in like blacksmith times.
Nope.
Yeah. Like, they don't take place in, like, the 1800s where it's like, oh, everyone's a blacksmith. That's why the world is lousy with anvils.
Well, maybe the only
like,
reason...
Like, why did that happen?
Maybe the only way that they can get away with, like, extreme violence is if it's something so outlandish and weird. Like, they couldn't use a hammer because the kid could be like, I'm going to use this hammer
right.
and smash my brother's head in like
that's
they do on
point.
The
right.
cartoons.
Maybe that is true that it's, like, a thing where there couldn't be any copycat crimes because nobody can find an anvil,
an anvil
to, like,
can you
throw
imagine if that was
on their enemies
the
or whatever.
I would destroy... my ex-girlfriend if only I had an anvil.
I won't do anything.
But you could just throw a piano at the door the window when she's walking by.
But it's like, why weren't there more things? There are other things that are heavy. Yeah, the anvil thing, I swear to God, that comes up in my life like monthly in 2014.
Weird.
I don't know why.
Acme cars, Acme anvils.
Acme anvils.
But the other thing about him reading the classifieds was like, it was weird to look back to an era when the classifieds were relevant.
Yeah.
The only way you would get that information.
That's where you would.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember actually looking, before I could drive a car, I remember looking at classifieds and be like, how much is a VW Beetle convertible? And like,
and then that amount is unfathomable when you're
totally.
A kid. And then the price of the car that Screech found for Zach.
Oh, because he was like, hey, you can drive this mint condition Ferrari. It's only $185,000.
Where is that? What is that car?
No, they still
is that real?
Exist. I think they're still, isn't a Lambo about that much? Lambo,
Ferrari? Oh, I have
Ferrari?
No, I don't know.
They're in,
well, I mean, probably, it's in six figures.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Tesla.
Sure, sure,
all,
sure.
And I feel like, where's the inflation on that? Would that car, a mint condition Ferrari now be like $250
yeah,
or something?
But also, I feel like if you're selling a Ferrari, you don't need to go to the classifieds.
No, it's not going to be in there. Probably.
I don't think like dudes with monocles, like the Monopoly guy's not reading the classifieds.
Here's
you know what I mean?
Here's my problem with this whole show. I haven't watched this in decades.
Sure.
I don't ever remember knowing that Screech was so stupid because I always put dorks in with smart people.
Well, he is like smart dumb. I mean, he's smart.
Yeah.
He's like book smart, but it's obviously socially the dumbest.
Really
person
frustrating.
Ever lived. Yeah.
Is he on the spectrum? Is
we're
that the
guessing
thing?
A few past guests have guessed that too.
And
like
Zach is
he must
so,
be.
Zach is so mean to him.
Yeah.
Everyone is mean as shit to him. But the more you watch, look, I'm not in favor of being mean to people as a general rule.
Yeah.
But the more you watch this, the more you're like, yeah, fuck Screech. Like you would be mean to him too. Because
I'm just
so
like,
annoying.
I'm wondering at the writer's room, and they're like, let's be a little more mean to Screech. Like,
right.
We need some. I'm so.
You know, I was this one time I was in LA and I was having a really bad day, and I went out for an audition, and they're like, everyone can leave. Allie, you can stay. You can stay. You can stay. And then I was waiting for, got a call back, and then they came back, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, Allie. No, you can go. We don't need you. So I was like, I just got so cut from this commercial. I was broke. And I was driving home, and I was crying, and I looked over, and there was a really nice car next to me.
Uh-huh.
I was like, who succeeds? And I looked, and it was Screech.
No!
And I was like, I can't even book some like an oatmeal commercial.
Right.
And Screech is driving the most pimp BMW.
Oh,
and I remember just bawling.
But he still has Screech money then.
I know.
Is what that means. Because he hasn't done anything since then.
It was
here.
This is like probably in 99 or something.
Still, I mean like, that's crazy to me.
What
I guess
think
they
so
made
he's doing
episode.
Okay is my whole point. Is yeah. like he got abused on the show, but yeah. he was okay.
but
he is
rolling.
A really big dong and he got all the ladies and had a nice He does. Don't you remember he was like
yeah.
did porn or something?
Yeah,
I think we're all trying
never,
to forget
I don't
that.
I don't want
to
know about his
dong. I don't
want to
see that at all.
How do you know it's big?
That's I think there, he was like on Howard Stern years ago and they're like his name is like Dustin Diamond, right?
Yeah.
And he has like a big old dingle dangle.
No.
Yeah. It's been said. I haven't seen it either, but that's like part
well,
of it.
Well,
like...
I'm not watching it on, even as an aficionado of celebrity sex tapes. I mean, I've seen like the Pam and Tommy one, the Tommy Lee one, even the R. Kelly one, which gave me nightmares. It's so terrible.
Seen, I haven't seen any. I haven't
He's
seen
a
the
monster.
Kim Kardashian. I haven't seen the
Paris
one.
Hilton one.
The Paris Hilton one's super boring.
It was
super
like,
boring.
You,
she's terrible.
It just goes to show that like,
is she bad?
You
at
just
this?
Need to be enthusiastic
yeah,
to be a good
like
partner.
She's like so into herself that she's like not into
the most
dude.
Boring blowjob I've
most
ever
boring,
seen.
Because she's like looking at herself in the mirror
yeah.
while she's doing
and like
it
looking
something.
Into the camera too. A lot.
Yeah, it's that's my thing too. Is like traditionally hot girl. Like I don't even think she's that hot, but like.
Yeah.
I feel like traditionally, quote unquote, hot girls are all terrible in bed.
I think you're right.
Because they don't have to be good, they don't have to work for anything.
What yeah. a lackadaisical fellatio situation.
But I feel like they're, because I think their attitude is like, well, you're lucky I'm here.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like to break a sweat would be like,
yeah.
Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And they're like, I don't have to.
Oh, I start.
Just look at me. I'm so hot.
I start
like,
sweating
you're
just thinking about
well,
it.
Hey, guys. Go
it's real sexy.
Anyway.
Damp bang.
Anyway.
But Justin Diamond, Dingle Dangle. Google
yeah.
it. I've never seen it, but that's what I hear. So he's reading the classifieds, which are so cute because now they'd just be on Craigslist and everyone would be on their phone anyway. So
right.
just
right.
be like, no one would even be talking
yeah.
at this burger joint.
Right.
They'd just be.
On
Instagram,
their phones,
yeah, Snapchatting,
totally.
And then they mention as soon as he comes in, he mentions what does every 16-year-old want? In what fucking universe is this? Can I curse?
What? Of course, we just okay. talked about porn for like five
yeah.
straight minutes. No curse words, please. In my don't foul my apartment with curse words.
16. These kids are supposed to be.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and he's like every 16-year-old wants a kiss from a pretty girl.
Yeah.
In a car.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't that his?
Yeah, because Kelly comes up and kisses him, and he's like, "That's one," and the second is a car, and that's when he goes to sit down, and then they talk about that briefly, and then somebody I forget who, but somebody goes, "Don't mention." Here comes Jesse. Don't mention the yearbook.
Yeah,
and they're like,
"Oh,
okay." Yeah,
out.
So she comes in and she's like freaking out, and she's like, "I can't think of a theme for the yearbook." You know,
freaking out.
But she has, I guess, last year's as an example and shows all of them. And they're all like, yeah, this one sucks.
It's a real
like, what
turkey.
What yearbook? What? It's a real turkey.
Yeah, it's a real
gravy.
Turkey.
What
yeah.
yearbook? I don't, like, who does different things with yearbooks?
Is no
that
one.
That's happen? Okay. Well, first of all, yeah, there's a lot of shit I love about this. The first being that they all looked at, like, they were at school last year, so they know what it is. They all look at it like they've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow. But then also, yeah, they're like, yeah, this sucks. And the brief glimpse that you get of it, it just looks
like
a yearbook.
I know.
Like, it's not, I have my yearbook. They're not,
that's,
I don't,
they're, black
they're not spectacular in any way.
No. Yeah, they're mostly black and white photos of people standing together in front of a sign.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, whatever. The only thing, the themes for mine, I think, were, like, the cover was different. Like,
yeah.
you got to decide what was on the cover, but other than that, it's not like the inside.
It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Like,
totally no.
Yeah, no, there's, the other thing that I, if I can just mention in the scene, my first note was just so much curls.
Curls.
So much curl.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's hair is so fluffy.
Oh, and Slater's mullet is like...
Slater's mullet. I sketched it out.
Oh, you just sketched it?
I sketched it on my notes.
You know what it is? It's a non-ironic from Eastbound and Down. What's his name?
Oh, it's totally a Kenny Powers.
It's a Kenny Powers hair.
Yeah.
But that's supposed to be
but
funny because
like
his character sucks.
And like
yeah.
more luxuriant.
And wetter.
Yeah.
It looks very wet.
It's a little crunchy.
It's crunchy yet wet. Like, how do you pull that off?
I don't know, man.
But wetter.
L.A. It's L.A.
LA mousse. L.A. looks.
L.A. looks like the tub of gel.
Oh, God.
That you just scoop up with your hand.
Oh,
depth.
Just,
there's a lot of depth.
Yeah, a lot of depth. But you know what's weird, though, is if any one of those people came into a room with that hair, I was trying to think of how I would react to it. Would I want
right.
to touch it? Would I ask them what the deal was?
Yeah.
Right.
What's
like
happening?
With the bangs, with the really fluffy bangs that some go down and some go up.
Right.
Yeah.
What if we just started doing that?
Just do it.
How is that a...
I think with Slater, he would definitely leave like wet spots on the couch, like Coming
totally.
To America style.
Oh, absolutely.
Like when that Soul Glow family
yes.
gets up and they all have wet spots. It's totally what Slater would
That's
do.
That's so true.
Like you can't have Slater come over to your house and
ruin
your mom's
couch. What if you had to
worry
about that? What if that you did that?
And that was like, the thing that you had to be like, oh, I'm sorry about your couch.
Yeah. God.
I'm sorry my hair ruined your couch, dripped on your couch.
I was also wondering what each of them smelled like individually.
Oh.
And I was like, I wonder who smells like hairspray. I wonder who smells like
hairspray. Smells like Dracar.
Yeah.
Ooh.
100%.
Totally Dracar.
Yeah.
Or Aspen. Someone remember smells Aspen?
Like... Oh, no, I don't remember that. I think the girls smell like either Electric Youth or sunflowers.
Sunflowers. Oh, my God.
I was all about sunflowers.
There was a perfume called Friday that time at that, that
or maybe they smell like exclamation.
Oh,
my God.
That was my shit.
I
wanted to look just like the exclamation girl in that video because I thought she looked like the girl from Swing Out Sister.
Yeah, she was cool
I thought
looking.
It was the same person for a while, and I was like, "That I want that look. I still kind of want that look.
Who smells like Love's Baby Soft? Jesse?
Ooh, ooh. I think Kelly.
Kelly loves Kelly, baby soft.
Yeah.
Because it's still delicate. Like, yes. Like, maybe, is she wearing a diaper? I don't know. She maybe. Could be wearing a diaper. Because she's maybe. A little baby.
She's a baby.
She's just a baby.
She's a sexy baby.
She's just a baby.
Someone, I think Zach smells like Polo, though. Like
yeah. The, oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm feeling Zach. I would date Zach in 2014. Zach's my shit.
Zach's a terrible person, though.
He's a terrible person, but, like, aesthetically, that's my thing.
Is that your thing? But I have one.
You know,
note
I'm into
that
like
says,
tall, strapping blonde dudes.
Yeah, but he's
that's
wearing
like
jean
shit.
On jean in one thing, and the, yeah. But the top of the jean shirt has like a Southwest print.
Yeah,
like I don't understand who was doing the dressing. I mean,
because he's also supposed to be the coolest guy.
Yeah,
in school.
Yeah, jean on jean plus
no, that
Southwest.
Was cool back then. That was cool, and I remember because I had bedding and I got to pick out my comforter and I really was like, I would really prefer something with a Southwest theme. And I remember
really?
That. And my mom trying to help me find like pillows, throw pillows that were Southwest. So that was a thing in that era.
Okay. I think I was like, I was neon. I was into neons.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was way in favor of neon and splatter paint.
Jesse has a pair. Jesse has a pair of shorts on in this episode that I am positive I owned, and I wanted to be her so bad.
Really?
Oh, you I wanted to environmental cause.
Not Jesse. I'm sorry. Who's the other one? Kelly.
Yeah.
Fuck Jesse. Jesse made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I thought. I thought the whole point is that Jesse is supposed to remind you that you are not achieving enough, but also don't achieve too much because no one will like you.
I feel like she's the. I feel like she's the excuse that they can be incredibly sexist throughout the whole thing because well, we
right,
have a
because
Jesse.
Then they just have her like correcting it.
Same how
whatever.
They have like the black nerd. It's like, well, we have a black person. It's fine.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, does he have like? Did he have a tracheotomy? Like, does he have a voice box?
That was so weird.
Again, I mentioned it again when Dana Gould was on. He was like, "Why did they give the black nerd throat cancer?"
Yeah.
No, to them that's like that's what nerds sound like, right? Like
wow.
I think it's just his quote unquote nerdy voice.
No, he sounds like
so
a growly
weird.
Old man who's been who's been crippled with an
esophageal
problem.
Smoking
it's
since
right.
he was 9.
Oh, the other thing that was funny in this scene is like Jesse's so stressed out about the yearbook that she can't eat, you guys.
Right, that
but
was
then
weird.
Look at her eating that hamburger.
Oh
stuffing
my God.
Her face.
I thought you
stress
said you
eating.
Weren't hungry.
Yeah.
Which it's so funny to see a girl eat.
She's prone to addictions, though, Jesse. She couldn't deal with singing before, so she got into caffeine pills.
Oh, who
got
to do that episode?
Jimmy Pardo.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
that
it was a while ago.
I'm
but
so
yeah,
excited.
So he,
I'm so excited.
Yeah, so
I'm
she's
scared.
Prone to that. So now she's like, you know, binge eating.
Doesn't
she's just like eating she's disorder? An addictive personality.
She gets an eating disorder at some point, doesn't she?
No, I don't think so.
And for one episode, no.
I wish they would have a spinoff
no,
called
think...
Jesse's Got Ish.
No, she. Yeah.
I'd watch that. You know what I mean?
And just every episode.
What's with Jesse?
With Jesse? What's Jesse's prob? Okay, so yeah, they pass around the yearbook and they're like, yeah, this one really sucks, I guess, based on what criteria I do not
Got
know.
It.
And then the next scene is they're in Belding's office having a yearbook meeting. And he is saying, like, Belding's going, you guys, we got to do a better yearbook. Like, last year, it sucked ass.
Yeah. We didn't sell the copies. Who
right.
just didn't buy
people
one?
He says people transferred, so they didn't have to buy it. Just don't buy it.
Just don't buy it. I throw that down, too, because it's like,
just
it's
no,
not mandatory.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes. Let's think about this, though. How bad would the yearbook have to be for you to transfer? It'd have to have nude photos of your genitals for you to be like, I gotta bounce.
Yeah.
I gotta leave. I gotta go to another school.
Like private, like they had a camera in the stalls
in the toilet,
of the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but
I'm
also
so
that
humiliated.
Suggests a rivalry of yearbooks. It suggests that my high school's yearbook is so terrible and I'm so ashamed of it. I have to transfer to a school with a better yearbook.
I mean,
so
I
that also suggests students from competing high schools being like, yo, did you see our yearbook? It's sick, dude.
Or that
it's
someday
way better than yours.
You're
going
to say to someone like, yeah, I went to this high school. Oh, didn't they have a terrible yearbook? Like, that's going to follow you throughout life.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there must have been something incriminating. There would have to be something so incriminating.
Yeah, because no one cares.
Remember also, when someone's parent, you know, in the back of the yearbook where like the graduating kids, you could be like, you send in a childhood photo of them and you can say like, we're so proud of you, Jenny.
Yeah.
Like the people whose parents would put in naked baby photos.
Yes.
Did they hate their children?
Yeah.
They were, no, I think they were in denial that their children were becoming adults and they were reflecting on their own mortality by putting a picture of their tiny child in there so that they wouldn't have to accept that their child was off to make their own choices.
How humiliating to have a naked photo of you.
I wouldn't allow it. I wouldn't allow it.
I fucking looked my best when I was a nude baby. I didn't make any mistakes yet. My skin was amazing.
Yeah.
I was chub. We all were.
Yeah. Yeah. But my mom.
My tits looked their best. Brand new.
Baby tits. Brand new tits. Now everyone's thinking about baby tits.
Yeah, but the last time I went home to Atlanta, which was only a couple months ago, my mom still only has... She has all of my glamour shots on display, full on framed on display. No joke, from when I was like 12, and has zero photos after that. I'm like, you think I peaked at 12, number one. Number two, in glamour shot form.
Oh, wow.
Like, not even a regular 12, but like 40 divorced 12 like that glamour shots make you look like. I was so insulted. I'm like, Mom,
I look better now. I look fucking better now.
Plus, you know, I'm like a professional show business person who has had professional like headshots and shit taken.
Yeah, like real glamour shots.
None of them are up. I'm not lying. Not a post 12-year-old picture is hanging up in my entire parents' house.
God.
It's the weirdest, most insulting thing.
She hasn't liked you ever since
then.
That's
what I'm saying. My mom's like, if you could get back to your fighting weight at 12 or whatever,
she rejected you post puberty, which is a little unfair.
Yeah, she's not into it.
But that also, if you look at that biologically, I'm sure there's something in mammalian species where once you hit puberty, you're on your fucking own.
Yeah, and like, or your competition.
Yeah,
you're a little bit of competition.
Perhaps.
Oh,
yeah.
This is sinister.
We're breaking
this
down.
I don't want to think Donna thinks of me in that way.
No, I'm just saying that maybe there's a point where there was a break there because she recognized you as an individual that was capable of rearing young
child.
She can't handle...
Once you hit menses, she's like, you're on your own. Emotionally, she's still there for you, and she still have to make
kind
you
of
thinner.
Since I'm no longer officially a child, she can't handle it.
I'm sure that there could be a study of when did your mom stop giving a shit about.
And it makes her feel old too.
Also,
she suddenly realizes her age.
I think you guys are giving Donna a little too much credit. I think it's because after those pictures, I was never once again photographed wearing a cowboy hat with like studs on it and a stole
headshot?
Or
you're
whatever.
Not wearing a cowboy hat on your headshot?
At least one of the four headshots.
And I don't have a perm any longer. I think it's those things.
I permed myself.
Did
I got permed.
You guys get perms?
I got permed.
Oh, I fully had perms when I was like in middle school.
I watched Dirty Dancing and I was like, I want to look like Jennifer Grey. Got a fucking perm.
Totally.
I can't relate because I had crazy kinky llama hair where I was like, what are you people doing? You have human shiny hair.
My aunt was a hairdresser, so I got free perms.
Oh man!
Free perms.
You're not gonna say no to a free perm.
No.
You know what? My mom did. My mom did. Gave my sister perm because my sisters have normal hair, and my mom right before she started putting in that first roller said, "Just trust me." And that line, my mom saying, "Just trust me," was quoted for decades later.
I know your mom. I would not let her near my hair.
I know
your mom doesn't know anything about hair.
No, she doesn't know anything about
no.
it.
No,
but
I would
she
not
knew
let.
It
and
was
if she, and she must have like. Also, your sisters can't say no to her, really.
No, Ogilvy home perms.
I wouldn't say no to your mom, and I wouldn't let her near my hair.
So great.
Yeah, no.
Ogilvy.
And my mom also has really curly hair. But yeah, so everyone on the show has a perm, except for Zach Morris, which is, I think, maybe why you're sexually attracted to him. He's the only one without a perm on the show.
I mean, there are various reasons I am. But, I mean, I'm into his hair. I'm into it.
Good skin.
And I like that. I just like that whole, I like the preppy thing. I like the short back and sides.
That's okay. I have a question about that, because he calls him preppy. I don't see the preppiness very much.
Right. I think it's just, it is a weird thing, but I think it's just compared to Slater, because Slater wears like muscle.
When do we tell you that we've hung out with Mario Lopez and filmed, shot something with him?
Yeah, we're bros.
And was he cool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was very professional.
He was as cool as you can be for being a guy who hosts like Extra. You know what I mean? Where you're like.
Did he try to like hang and be like friends
with
you guys?
No. He told us we were cool and that we were funny.
We won him over. He didn't want to like.
He didn't want to make.
He didn't want to have anything to do with us.
So he kind of gave you some tude when you first got
there.
Yeah,
we were shooting an infomercial.
Who the fuck are these chicks? Yeah,
we were shooting an infomercial, and so he was hosting the infomercials for this. I'm just going to drop a plug here for Nescafe Dolce Gusto machines.
Sure.
We're spokespeople. It's actually a very good coffee machine. We love it. He's also a spokesperson. So we were filming this infomercial, and so we were sort of guests on his infomercial, and you could tell that he was like, "Who are these people? Who's who? I don't give a fuck."
Yeah.
And then we said one or two stupid body things, and then he's like, oh, you guys are bros.
Yeah, and then we started joking, and he was, I think he liked
this. Is blowing my mind on several levels, because I don't think you guys understand how much you're living the dream, my dream specifically, because I'm obsessed with infomercials. So the fact that you got to be in one, you understand, when I first moved to LA, I'm like, look, I have two Hollywood dreams. One of them, high five Tom Hanks. That has yet to happen.
Whoa,
number two,
that's a good one.
Be in the audience of an infomercial. That's all I wanted. And the fact that you guys have like been in one legit, like starred in one, you're blowing
it's
my
pretty
mind.
Great. I love that you know Morrissey, but you just wanted to be in like...
I mean, like, he like knows who I am. That's
Morrissey pretty knows huge. You exist, but you just wanted to watch Ron Popeil like make a chicken.
Like,
that's all you wanted.
Yeah, like live in the audience. Totally. You don't understand. I'm obsessed with infomercials and home shopping. It's a thing.
Do you buy stuff from them?
No. I'm obsessed with it in the way that it's like a sociological, like the subculture of somebody who, I want to get inside the mind of somebody who calls into home shopping just to go, yeah, I bought this. It's great.
You know what I've been watching lately?
Why would you want to do that ever?
My boyfriend is living with me now, so we have to watch what he watches. And we lately have been drinking and then watching the Knife Channel.
I love the Knife Channel. It's incredible.
Yes.
I love it. I love the Gem Network.
The names of the
knives.
The names of the knives. I was like kind of high and like writing them down. They were just like the what?
You don't understand. I love all of that stuff. It's fascinating to me.
It's just like you. It's like a knife show. And
you're not Georgia. I need more information.
It's just a channel that sells knives and swords.
Yeah.
Do they show them cutting?
No, they show them like
on
a beautiful.
Some of them are like decorative. Yeah,
they're all decorative. No. They're like hunting knives, and then like a sword, and they're not like. I don't think any of them are like kitchen knives.
Some of them are, but most of them are. They're like machetes and stuff. But then some of them are like swords that you hang on your wall.
Decorative, straight up like.
It's knife porn.
It's knife porn.
It's amazing. It's blade
have porn, you seen? Guys. Have you seen the? When they one guy fucked up and cut himself.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's on YouTube.
We're gonna need
time.
Emergency surgery in the studio.
Yeah,
that's
what
he says, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
He goes to show like
he's
he goes to
like a real sharp knife guy.
Yeah, he bangs it on a table
and it like splits in half
and the blade goes flying up and like cuts him.
Yeah.
And he runs off and then what's the guy's name who's in charge because he's hilarious.
Oh, I don't.
He runs in and goes, well, we're gonna need emergency surgery in the studio. It's incredible.
Also, don't buy this knife because it's Buster.
Right. Well, also don't bang a knife on a table or whatever.
There's a lot of cautionary tales in that one clip.
There is.
Good God. Okay, so wait, what were we talking about?
Okay, infomercials.
Oh, so they're in the principal's office, and there's like a jock in there, and he's like a 40-year-old dad
40.
Jock.
He's a 40-year-old.
Yeah.
Whose dad is in this?
They couldn't get casting to get someone who looked younger.
Yeah, it's weird how some of the extras are straight up, like you said, it's like you're 40. Like, you can't get kids to be extras in this.
I think they work, because have you watched Heathers recently? The jocks in that look full-grown people,
Well, I have a weird thing about 80s. And this isn't even 80s, early 90s, but like, speaking of Heathers and watching 80s shows now, or 80s movies too, the teenagers in those, they all look 40. They all.
Did everyone know that who was older than us? Like, the adults knew that.
But they're of, like, if you watch Heathers, like, all those girls are of age. Like, I think Winona Ryder and, like, Shannon Doherty were legitimately teenagers, or maybe just 20 or whatever. Yeah. But watching it now, they look and dress, and I think it's the makeup and the dress, but I'm like, y'all look 40. Like, if I saw you walking down the street now, I'd be like, oh, that's a 40-year-old.
That's a grown-up.
Hmm. Yeah.
They look like grown-ups. And nowadays, they look... Then again, with the number of selfies that kids take now, I feel like they are maybe aging themselves a little. They're getting, like, too glamorous. They're getting, like, a weird kind of glamour
shot. It is where I see my cousins who are, like, 19, and I'm like, you look kind of like a whore. Like, you have so much makeup on.
Yeah.
Don't do that. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Okay,
Shame them.
Slut shame them.
Sorry, Savannah. He looks like a whore. No, I'm just kidding. I love you.
They're in the office. They're like, we got to make a banging yearbook. For some reason, everybody's super obsessed with this, including Belding, right? So that's when Zach goes, okay, let's make a video yearbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody at first is kind of like, what? That sounds lame. And then he explains it further, and they're like, okay, sure, that's great. You're in charge of doing it.
Just like that.
That's and how also you just shit. Like, we'll put you in charge, king of all scams, who does nothing but scam everyone always.
Because then you don't have to go to class. That's why the nerds who would be good at it didn't want to miss class.
Yeah. Right, like the AV club people are the people that should be doing it.
Yeah.
But instead, it's Zach and Screech, right?
Yeah.
So they're in charge of it.
How do you sign that? You can't sign that. The best thing about a yearbook is that people write nice shit.
Well, also, I don't know... Well, Dan Levy was on, and he said that he actually did this. Because I was like, did any school do this? He's like, oh, yeah, we did it. Really? I was in charge of doing it. Yeah, no. He did their video yearbook at their school. I don't personally know anyone who ever did this.
I don't think so.
But you're right, because you can't sign it. It's not much of a memento in the way that, like, yeah, you can't sign it. You can't, like, I can't imagine anyone watching this ever. Yeah. Like,
fast forwarding to themselves.
Tapes? Where are your VHS tapes?
Oh, all those drawers right there are filled with VHS tapes.
Really?
The ones in this Elvis TV stand? Yes.
Wow. They're filled not get rid of media.
They're filled with VHS tapes.
You do not get rid of media.
It's all like tapes of like...
Holy shit. She has just drawers very
organized. And it's all like
organized.
120 minutes. It's like 15 of those tapes are like tapes of 120 minutes I taped when I was a kid.
Oh my Where do you God. Watch it? How do you watch it? You have a VHS?
I have a VCR in this part of the cabinet. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's genius.
It's kind of not. I need to get rid of them.
You need to digitize.
Yeah, so I need to digitize the 120 minutes things. But yeah, okay, so video yearbook, he starts filming it, and then so the first one is Slater, and they show the framing, and they have, it's the worst, I got mad multiple times.
You were yelling about the framing.
It's the worst framing, because they have, okay, so they have a background, which first of all is like a cloudy sky.
Like maybe an ocean-y idea.
Yeah, which, if it's a high school yearbook, just have the background be like, a classroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it would just be like, we're in class, like you are during high school, not at the beach. So it's this weird sunset, cloudy sky.
Yeah.
But it's also framed in a way, like you just see it. You see that it's clearly a piece of paper taped to the wall.
It's a poster board.
Yeah. So so that annoyed me no end, because they never fixed it for anybody.
Yeah.
Also, they show it through the lens of the camera, and you can also clearly see that that Slater's head is cut off.
Yeah, but like they're not even trying to make it look like it would work
at all.
Yeah,
so the top of his head's cut off.
But you know what isn't cut off? His fucking half shirt and jeans.
Oh,
and that tiny waist
his
and belly button.
Muscle.
He has like an 18-inch waist in this.
For sure.
You know, his waist is so tiny.
I couldn't, like, in a way it was kind of sexy, but it also like was like a little baby, and I couldn't, like a 7-year-old boy, but like the tiniest waist I've ever
seen. We've gone on. He's the fittest teenager that ever lived. Like, no teenager's ever been this ripped.
What did they eat back then? Hot Pockets?
He obviously ate nothing but like egg whites or whatever Rocky eats.
He looked, I gotta say, when we did the infomercial, like I don't know if it's genetics or what, but he's like keeping it.
Yeah, he has
not
zero
age.
Body fat.
He doesn't
even
age.
Still. Yeah.
And but also lunch was brought in for him, and it was just like a pile of chicken.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, just like nothing
he
but
eats
protein.
Like a tiger, essentially. That's how you stay young, I guess.
He just eats raw meat.
That's all he does.
Just throw it to him. Also, I really
just
liked.
Throw it to him.
Paces back and forth, kind of sullenly. Inhales it.
I love it.
Does some reps.
Yeah.
But the other thing, one of my favorite cameos in this episode was Kelly's banana clip.
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, yes.
She comes in with a banana clip, and I was like, I haven't thought about those in so long.
Majestic.
And the other thing that's weird is, like, it's been 20 years or whatever. Plastic doesn't decompose. That banana clip exists on Earth somewhere.
It's probably in the Pacific garbage patch.
It probably is. It's probably in a big whirlwind vortex of thatch of garbage.
It's still there, but it's somewhere.
It's somewhere. Because it's not like it went back into the Earth.
Right. Between you and this and anvils, you guys...
We
have total insomniacs.
The anvil thing legit keeps me up at night.
Okay,
it's a problem that I really.
But I do like
a lot.
Thinking about that banana clip being somewhere.
It exists, you guys. Because it's
you guys. Come on, it's in the TV wing of the Smithsonian.
Good
for sure.
Call.
That is where it is.
I wonder what it smells like.
Mounted on the wall.
I
Loves
wonder
baby
what
stuff.
It smells like. Also, as soon as Kelly came in and started, Kelly comes in and she's like, "I'm Kelly. I'm the thing. I'm a cheerleader." I got a weird spike of anxiety, and I was like, what's happening right now? Like, I got a weird, like, I got a little bit hot and I felt a little bit nauseous, and I was like, this is reminding me of how much I hated high school.
Oh.
I was like, these girls,
yeah,
I hated these girls.
They were
so mean and they were so vapid, and I was like, and also I would go to football games and be like, why are the girls participating only in, like, because I've read feminist literature at that age. I was why are we in display positions right now?
Yeah,
and I watched that, and I was
I'm
mad.
That's not a sport.
Yeah, I got
supporting a man's team by jumping up and down and yelling.
Yeah, but did
things.
They have our cheerleaders went to like competitions and shit though?
Yeah,
like those were the dance team that did. Not, but our cheerleaders I think were just like
right.
I just was like, ugh, this again.
Also, she turns in her butt shows a little bit.
Yeah, she turns in her whole ass.
And I'm like, is that, A, would that be okay at school? No. B, is that okay on fucking TV that's supposed to be for kids that her, like,
right.
ass shows?
Yeah. No. I don't know. I
either way, like.
You saw a little bit of cheat.
She needs to be sent home. Yeah. yeah. I got sent home for wearing a too short a skirt in high school.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Were you wearing, like, briefs underneath?
No, but I don't remember what the deal was, but I was a raver. Uh-huh. I had a real.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't ever. I mean, I got.
Our cheerleaders were bitches, though. I'm just going to put it out there. I went to a really rich school, and the cheerleaders were. Mm-hmm. Many of them were total bitches. So it's not just like, oh, you like dancing, but it's like,
April, were you a cheerleader really and you don't want to admit it?
No, okay. God, no.
I feel like it's.
I was like, I was 100. I had like blue hair and dressed like the Deal Sisters and wore like, you know, cut off jeans and fishnets and Doc Martens.
Isn't that weird
that
there's
shit?
Just all of us would never in our lives had considered being a cheerleader.
No,
it
I never
even
I, but I will say
mind.
I was friends with them. I was weird in that I was not really in a clique. I was like friends with everybody and our cheerleaders kind of weren't bitches. And weirdly, our cheerleaders, there was like half of them were like the hot chicks, like quote unquote hot chicks. And the other half were just like really athletic, like dancers. Like I just want to be a cheerleader because I dance. And
we had sororities at my high school.
What?
Wow.
It was
crazy. Where did you grow
also,
up?
There was a Tori Spelling movie in the East Bay. I went to Miramani. And it was a really good school. They had a Latin program, but we rented within the district. And then the day I graduated, my parents moved. But we had sororities, and then they also made a television movie starring Tori Spelling because one girl didn't make it into a sorority and stabbed a girl and killed her. Heather's apparently also was somewhat based on my high school.
Wow!
So I
was
like,
Kelly,
one of the girls in your school in your grade.
It was a few years. It was a few years before me.
So she stabbed a girl.
She stabbed a girl because she didn't get pledged into the sorority.
That is shocking.
Her. Yeah, so my school was, like, pretty ferocious.
Is she in prison still?
I don't know.
I mean, that is
a friend
crazy.
To Die For was the name of the
Tori Spelling. I watched that. I remember it.
Was you grew up in an 80s high school. Yeah, like the trope of, like, 80s cutthroat.
Oh, my God.
Popped
collars?
Were there popped collars? There were popped collars. There were Jeeps given. A girl I went to high school with, a cheerleader, got a Porsche when she was 16.
Oh, Jesus.
She didn't like it. She asked her parents to return it for an Isuzu Amigo.
What?
It's the most confusing story I've ever heard. Anyway, wow. Cheerleaders in my school. So when I saw that, it was like if you were a small animal that got attacked by a pit bull, the next time you saw a pit bull,
you
flinch.
Would
it was like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Anyway, but nice banana clip.
Yeah.
We're back to the main.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, Kelly gets on. She's like, hey, I'm a cheerleader, whatever, whatever. Still the worst framing. Also, I got to say, she says, now Kelly and Zach are back together.
Yeah.
The episode before this, they were not. They're still broken up. This one, she's like, I love you. We're going out Friday night, whatever. So they're back together, even though nothing has been said in previous episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I want to point out that Screech, none of the fabric of his outfit seems to actually touch his body.
No. Oh, my God.
It never touches
his body.
No,
he wears like 10XL.
Yeah,
stuff.
I want to know.
He shops at Big and Tall, even though he is neither of those things.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I want to see like a scan, like a weird, like a heat scan, and to see what makes contact with his body.
Oh my God.
Okay, continue.
Well, the elastic waist clearly has to.
Like if it were hypercolor,
the suspenders,
it would only be like two contact points.
Yeah, totally.
Just saying.
And then Lisa comes in, and I wrote this down because for her thing, she's wearing an outfit straight off of like Club MTV.
Crazy.
It's straight up downtown Julie Brown.
So much bejeweled.
Like this bedazzled and then a gold lamé skirt, but then leggy footless tights underneath. Like
I wonder
Club
about her,
MTV.
She's so, her character's super vain and super superficial.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what it's like to be friends with her for real. Like, is she, like, because they make
show?
Her lovable, you know, but I think in reality she's makes every girl hate them, like gives girls eating disorders because she's so terrible.
She's so vain.
Yeah, but I think they play it the opposite way. I think that you want to be friends with her because she's going to like help you look cool. She's going to give you fashion advice. She's going to let you borrow her clothes.
Like if anyone, I wouldn't, if I had to get in a fight with anyone, let's say that was a thing, I would not want to get in a fight with her. I feel like.
Like a physical fight?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like she's vicious.
No, I feel like she wouldn't want to break a nail or anything.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
So she would just be like, ew, don't touch me.
Okay.
But I also feel bad for her because I was like, oh, your parents aren't fostering the things that they should. They're not letting you know that you have value other than just your
right.
But when someone's an asshole, I think of them as a wounded possum.
Yeah, it's true. And I think of them as an asshole.
You think of them as an asshole, and I think of them as like a scared
like,
raccoon.
Why are you this way?
Yeah, like
what
you
made
have
you
a,
this way?
You have a wound, and that's making you defensive.
Yeah.
And that also is like why I date the wrong people for a long time, though.
Because you think you can help them out with that.
Yeah, I'm like, you're just a wounded possum. And then George is like, no, he's an asshole.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's, we balance each other
people
out.
Can be wounded, but then if they don't clean those, lick those wounds and take them to therapy, then that's, do you think then they're Lisa, still an asshole.
Do you think Lisa Turtle is wounded? Or do you think she's just privileged?
I think she's privileged and shallow.
Okay. That's, you're probably right.
I think you're giving her too much credit by thinking that she's wounded.
That's true.
And I think she would be mad. I think she would tell you to fuck off if you told her that you think she's probably wounded and want to be nice to her.
She probably would.
She'd say, I don't need your fucking pity.
And then she'd probably make fun of my pants. So all of the, most of the girls in this video yearbook series are shockingly vapid. Like,
oh,
it's like,
the vapidest.
Well, that's the thing is that they go
horrible.
Yeah, because right after, when Lisa says, I like, she says, my hobbies are dating guys and dating guys. Yeah. And so when she says that line, that's kind of when the light bulb goes off for Zach, because he's like, here's how I'm going to get money for a car. I'm going to turn this into a video dating tape.
Right. I'm going to become a teen pimp.
I'm going to pimp out.
And he goes, oh, this is what creeped me out the most. He says, I'm going to make a video dating tape and sell it to every lonely guy in town. Rape. That's the creepiest line of the whole episode for me.
He's being an accessory to rape.
I mean,
does he know
yes.
that?
Can I high five you for that observation?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
It's that.
That's
it's
a good
like,
term.
Everything about this is so illegal. Everything about this would get him immediately expelled from school. This isn't the
it's
beginning of an
all
SVU
I could think about is
episode.
Against their will. That's all I could think about is like
they don't. Yeah, they have no idea. They have no idea.
You're doing this.
No releases against. Were signed.
That's accessory to rape.
Yeah,
you
no.
Fucking creep.
It is. It's totally human trafficking.
Yes.
And then the best part about it is when the girls start getting calls and Slater says to Jesse, your tongue must be the strongest muscle in your body.
Yeah.
That's because you were on the phone.
Crazy.
And then there's a little, ooh, which is like, what the?
Yeah, what
the
is that?
The audience knew what that meant. And also, you just slut, you pimped her out, and then you slut-shamed her?
Yeah.
No. Right. Mario Lopez didn't do that.
Yeah. But still, like,
but
just slut-shaming women
the
who have been trafficked is, like, hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Sorry that we're only on, like, we're, like, barely on act one.
No.
I mean, it takes a lot of dissection because this is the point of the episode is that he's pipping out people against their will, unbeknownst to them.
Yeah.
It's and then they're happy about it.
Yeah.
Well, they
the
like
thing,
it at first.
Yeah. First of all, well, they have the whole montage of just all the girls saying stuff about them because now they're asking them questions about dudes.
Yeah.
And my favorite is Spike, who is Jane Wheedlin, had to have been based on Jane Wheedlin.
For
the
sure.
actress looks just like her.
Good
goes
call.
And she's like the hard ass metal chick,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So she's super hard and like playing guitar. But then he goes, "What's your ideal date?" And she says, "John Bon Jovi setting my hair on fire."
Yeah.
Which I can't think of anyone less hard than John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that's
like
all
she would
come
have said,
up with.
Like, you know, Henry Rollins or something.
Yeah, I know, but they wouldn't have known who that was.
Yeah, and, I
but
guess that's
even,
true.
Even an even
Billy
another
Idol,
famous
maybe.
Billy Idol. There, that's it.
Billy,
that's easy.
Yeah, Billy Idol setting my hair on fire. That sounds that self immolation is. That's a real red flag.
She's wounded.
Yeah.
Like
she's
you can't
wounded.
Cutters, self-destruction, like with lighting yourself on fire.
That should be a red flag. Mr. Belding should have been.
It really should have been like she's acting out in a way that
that's
she's,
true.
Yeah.
That she's going to self-harm.
Yeah. She should be like setting a trash can on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Billy
but
Idol.
She wants to
that's
set.
What hobos
yeah.
do.
Right. Or something.
Yeah.
Something not herself.
Setting a guitar on fire.
Setting a guitar on
with
fire.
With Billy Idol.
But
instead.
It's like, wait, why do you want to hurt yourself, girl?
That's going to leave so many scars.
But also, it's funny that these girls are like, I have four dates. And it's like, just by the phone, like, what did you do before Google Image
searching? Yeah, so they show that. So he's, you know, and then also creepily before they put it out, says Zach says to Screech twice, just use the best looking girls.
Yeah,
he says
yeah.
that twice. That's super creepy too.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But yeah. So, but you're right. So it goes out. They do it, and the next day, yeah, all girls are sight. They're all like, this is so awesome. Not one of them is like, hey, it's really fucking weird that like 40 strangers
yeah.
called my house last night. I'm a teenage girl.
I'm a teenage girl, and I share like this is the 90s. I share a landline with 10 other people in the house. Or,
yeah,
you know,
like
my
your
parents.
Parents would be like, I immediately went to me. If this happened to me, I would be creeped as fuck.
Yeah.
After like the fifth call, I'd be like, Mom, tell them I'm not here. This is weird.
And they
or my parents would be like that. My parents are like, multiple strange dudes are calling you. You're 16. This is weird.
Also back then, each of those phone calls cost money.
Yeah.
Too. Oh, yeah, especially if they were from other schools.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd get in trouble.
Yeah, I know. You didn't have free minutes back then.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? A long
distance. So all of it is the fact that not one girl goes, this is kind of weird. They and none of them question why it all of a sudden happened that night. Like, all the girls at school don't go, hey, don't you guys think this is weird that every single one of us got 50 phone calls last night?
It makes me think that none of the writers have ever touched a girl or, like, met a girl.
Oh, well, they're all, like, 60-year-old white men. Yeah. So I think they're probably like, hey, these broads would be happy to hear from
one
us.
One of them probably bought a tape, and then they're like, you know what? I bought this tape of these teenage girls. I'm thinking we should make an episode about
Let's turn this into an episode. Yeah.
I bet that happened.
Probably.
Or bare men's, too. You would think the guys would go, or you would think after, like, the 10th call, a girl would go, hey, how did you get my number, dude? And they'd go, oh, I bought a dating tape with you on it.
Yeah. You said that you wanted me to call you and you love me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Exactly. In a man's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Screech overdubs the girls talking, which, saying,
totally.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I want you to call me. Please, I want to go on a date with, like, Screech does it.
Yeah. So it's in Screech's voice, but none of the guys asking them out seem to have a problem that, like, they have major hormonal fluctuations in the middle
of their mating.
I mean, the ladies, when it comes down to it, they're ready.
So they're all psyched, and like you said, Jesse and Slater have that conversation, and then that's when Zach walks in, because he's like, you put Jesse on it, you idiot? Like, she's clearly dating our friend.
Yeah.
And he goes, you told me to put the hot chicks on there or whatever. And he's like, okay, don't tell me you put Kelly on there. And then that's when Kelly walks in and says, yeah, I got all these crazy phone calls.
And isn't Screech in love with Lisa Turtle? Why would he put her on it?
Who knows?
Because he wants to sell those tapes, get that Lambo. Yeah.
He wants to help his friend get a car that has no effect on him whatsoever.
I think he thinks he's going to get rides.
He'll get rides in that Lambo.
Jesus.
Get that Ferrari.
So then that's when Kelly comes in and she's like, yeah, I'm getting hella phone calls too.
But they find out because Mr. Building wants to see, everyone wants to see their yearbook, how they're doing on this yearbook tape. And then they're like, oh, shoot, I dropped these two tapes. Which is which? No label.
No label. I wrote that down in all caps because I'm like, let me get this straight, Zach. Zach, the king of schemes. You don't even think to maybe even put, like, why don't I put a gold star sticker on the one that's the dating tape?
Why don't I draw a dick on the one?
Why don't I do anything to make sure this doesn't happen? But they're both completely unlabeled tapes.
Nope. So I drops them. Gonna happen.
Totally. Hands the wrong one to the principal or whatever. And it's like, cool, I got to go work on something. Y'all watch this. And then that's when the whole crew watches it, obviously finds out it's a dating tape. Now, okay. And the principal of the school is there watching this. He would immediately go, this guy's expelled. Yeah. I'm calling the cops. I'm calling, like, whatever the SVU task force is. This
and now all these we have these numbers out and around.
Yes.
We now have to, all the girls have to change their numbers.
Yes.
We have to file some sort of, like, child protective shit.
Yeah, that's true. The conclusion doesn't talk about the fact that those
they're children. Are still they're out 16. There. They're
tapes,
children.
Those tapes are still out there.
The next day, those tapes are still out there. They're going to keep getting calls.
For any pedophiles, yes, it's like, this would be such a shitstorm. Yeah. But instead,
do you think any of these women are in their 40s and they're like, I just am really shy around men because I feel like they're predators. And
this has absolutely affected all of these women for life.
Yeah.
But so now, instead of all of those things, Kelly, for some reason, it's Kelly that comes up with a scheme.
Yeah.
Kelly, who's sold on the show as always, like, the sweetest, nicest, most kind-hearted person.
She's like, dating him. I've learned a couple of things when you date Zach. My favorite. How to watch your back.
So
when
she's like, let's do a scheme.
Your boyfriend just fucking dicked you over so hard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend not only pimped you out, you're his girlfriend, you're on this tape, but, like, you are, you know now, you're dating a man who has no problem, like, pimping out women for his own...
Exploiting women.
Yeah, just to get money.
For his own gain.
Yeah.
Including you, and you're going to... He's a predator, and you're going to fucking keep dating him.
And you, like...
But first, they're going to prank him, because you guys... In the immortal words of Kelly, killing Zach won't stop him. He'll just do it again. Not only is he a creep, but he's also a crazy immortal zombie.
Yeah.
That can live on and on and on and on.
To prank another day.
Killing him won't stop him.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else that could
stop
him.
There's something
underneath that. I mean, he freezes time in this episode. Like, clearly he is
immortal. Can we talk about
that? He's a specter.
Kelly goes, let's prank him, let's scheme instead. And that's when everyone agrees, including the adult, including the principal of the school, goes, of course we'll prank him, and I will join in as an adult.
Don't worry about going to class or learning things.
No, let's prank him.
Yeah.
So, the next scene is like, and the plan is to make, the plan is that Slater is going to act super jealous and, like, beat everybody up. And so that's how that's going to scare Zach and Screech, because they're going to think they're going to get their asses kicked, right?
Right.
Which, BTW, is the answer really to have, like... a man is experiencing uncontrollable violence and that's the repercussion?
Yeah.
That- like, what about these girls are, like, getting gang raped in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, that's not...
Like, which is the real
That's
risk.
Not as much of a threat as Slater punching you in the face, though. So let's like, be
well,
real.
Yeah, well, Slater, like, Slater gets jealous, so he beats up mm-hmm. every guy that he thinks is coming on to Jesse.
Yeah, yeah. So he's just, like, going around. The plan is to make Zach think everybody's getting their ass kicked by Slater, including Belding.
Yeah.
And if you extrapolate that,
oh, totally.
That means...
Oh, boy.
Because he goes... Because then Zach gets called to Belding's office. Belding has a fake black eye.
Right.
And if you... So that means that Slater thought Belding was totally. Trying to ask Jesse out.
That's exactly what
then
never
beat
addressed.
Him up.
And everyone was okay with like jokingly assuming that.
Yeah.
Like, so, like Mr. Belding wouldn't be like, well, if you give me a black eye, then it's going to look like I want to fuck this girl. And
you're...
Like, he didn't consider that?
No. And
of
so that's never questioned.
Kosher.
And then, of course, it's like if you... punch the principal for any reason you oh, get expelled yeah. like why would you even be in the school ever
yeah. there would be your also you have a rage disorder
yes, yes.
and like someone needs to
like,
look at that
the counselor would come in and be like oh, okay
you're uncontrollably
and then be like
violent.
Well maybe yeah, we should yes. talk to Jesse and see if like he's actually hitting her too like
I like yeah. how, I like that it's like no his rage would be justified it's like his
yeah him,
assault physical assault on people
he would, basically owns
would,
you
yeah. yeah would be the natural
right
effect.
And then
yeah,
how
no
many
question.
People did they get involved because then the bell rings and everyone comes out of
everyone.
Their classes and every dude is beat
everyone's
the fuck
injured
up.
That's what I also love whenever they prank like they get the whole yeah. school in on it yeah. that means they went to I every know. Guy and they're like hey will you do us a solid and yeah. act like Slater beat you up and they all go yeah of course like
but don't tell anyone about it because it becomes around
yeah
around.
Nowadays, they would just get an assault weapon and then be like, everyone's got squibs and we got
oh
this assault weapon.
Yeah.
Like, let's stage a mass shooting.
Let's do
like,
this whole thing.
That could happen, actually. But then they, Kelly pretends to date this guy, Vince Montana.
Yes.
Who, I'm going to tell you right now, I'd hit that. I mean, I know
oh,
that he
sure.
had a dingly, dangly earring. He yeah. had like a shiny, shimmering earring
he,
on one
he's
ear.
He's kind of repping his whole, he's
like
Johnny Depp in
yeah.
21 Jump Street.
But isn't it weird
Street?
That like,
totally.
She... Oh, man. Is now dating this dude, so she completely she comes
she's
in.
She's like a metalhead
she
now.
She changes her identity completely
yeah.
because she's now dating someone else.
Yep.
So she's not preppy anymore because
she's not.
She's that exact. Now she's a rocker and has like a leather bra on
yes.
and like a leather jacket and like
he
her
really
hair's bigger.
So they come in to Belding's office when Zach is in there because they've apparently gotten in trouble for like making out in every class.
Yeah.
And then that's when Zach's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're my girlfriend.
Like, wouldn't that devastate you too if you're like, you're my girlfriend and I'm seeing, like, he should be a little more emotional.
Well, that the consequences are affecting him personally.
Right.
Yeah. So he goes, he's like, what the hell? And she's like, sorry, Vince Montana. Hey, one phone call from Vince Montana.
Yeah.
And now I'm a metalhead.
Yeah.
And he's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Even though he was a total stranger like 24 hours ago.
Right. I'm telling you, though, if I met him, I'd be his girlfriend pretty quick.
Yeah.
In that era of my life, especially.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He does. He looks like crybaby Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And
oh,
and
yes.
I'm like, yeah, all right.
You guys, can we look him up on IMDb and see what he's doing now?
Yeah, okay.
Johnny.
Vince
Montana.
Montana.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, he's the only one whose taste I trust
yeah.
in
yeah.
this episode so far.
Yeah.
And he's also clearly an adult.
Oh,
he's
my
a grown
God.
Man.
No, definitely.
He's a grown man.
They say, like, he goes to another school. Like, does he?
Yeah.
Is he graduating
another
from college?
Called a college. Yeah, totally. Called a university.
Right.
Okay, so they're, like, making out, and then Slater comes in, and he's about to punch Zach in the face.
Right.
And that is when Zach is, like, time out.
Time out. I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah. They don't employ it every single episode, but
that's,
they do kind of often.
That's
How
weird that
they do
don't.
It, though.
It's not every episode. I don't know. Probably every, like, five episodes or something, maybe.
Why could he do that?
He does it. He goes timeout, right? And then that's when everybody freezes, and Slater freezes in the position that he's going to punch him, and like, Belding's holding him back.
Yeah.
And then he talks to the camera, like, I got to get out of this shit, whatever, and then leaves.
Yeah.
Calls time in and leaves, and no one goes, holy fuck, Zach literally
disappeared.
Like, literally, he was in the grass.
Yeah.
I mean, then
Mr. Belding gets punched
had him in,
again.
Like, a half Nelson.
Yeah.
And he still disappeared.
He just peaced out.
That's, yeah.
He just evaporated.
That's against...
So the next scene is when everybody's in the room where they were filming the yearbook, and Screech... First, Zach comes in dressed as a nerd girl.
Okay, yeah. So Zach comes in with his video apology
yeah.
and confession.
Yeah.
But he leaves it in Screech's locker, so he'll play it. But Zach wants to, like, go to his own funeral, basically, and see what happens.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Because
he's a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yes.
So to do that, he dresses
yes.
like a girl.
And, yeah.
Like, they don't even, like, so to do that, he dresses in drag.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Which, by the way, at what point will dressing in drag become blackface? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, at what point we're like, because they always put the hot guy as like an ugly girl.
Yeah.
We're like, but look, he's fat. He could never be this.
Yeah.
This right. like kind of fat girl in an ugly dress. Yeah. You're like, come on, man. Fat girls have feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm totally. Saying, and that's
I just am curious. I'm just curious if like dressing in drag is ever going to get offensive.
I think it kind of already is.
It is.
Is it, has it? Is it to that point?
Because it's, I think it has, it's not used as often anymore because people realize that, I think.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
I think we're getting
I'm
there.
Just, I mean, I'm not.
I can't remember the last time in modern TV that's like in a modern sitcom.
It happens on, you know, Key and Peele, they do gender reversal.
But they do characters.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, it's actually
I'm not
characters.
Super offended by it. Okay. That's the thing, is like, I wonder
well,
when
the
it
Key
will
and Peele,
become
it, the joke yeah. isn't. I'm dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
Whereas here, that's the joke. That's 100% the joke. Yeah. It's just, I'm dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know
like
what I mean?
I don't know. I'm just wondering from like a, as we move on and more things become like less appropriate, but like,
yeah.
you know, back in like Audrey Hepburn days, like a white guy played an Asian guy and that was just
yeah,
over,
and was overplayed so it to the most stereotypical level that could be
yeah,
possibly
Yeah. So you look
played.
At that and we're like, oh God, but I wonder when that's going to happen with gender identity.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Well, I think it is happening.
I think so too. The new show, what's that show? Transamerica?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
There's whatever.
I'm still looking up, you guys. I'm trying to find out what Vince Montana is.
Yeah,
doing
get his phone
days.
Number.
I can't
anywhere?
Get his real name, man.
Fuck.
Okay.
So yeah, Zach comes in. He's dressed as a girl to witness what everybody has to say after they watch his apology. Screech puts in the tape, and it is Zach apologizing. And it again, maybe this speaks to his superpowers because as he speaks to each person, like when he speaks to Kelly or whatever, he looks
yeah.
where she's sitting.
How did he know that?
Exactly.
How did he know she's
when he's
be
making
sitting
the
there?
Tape, how is he like, okay, I know Kelly's going to be sitting to my left or whatever,
totally.
So that's how I'm going to talk.
He's an otherworldly being.
He is. He definitely has superpowers.
Has anyone ever made that? You know how they make the movie the trailers for a movie like The Shining if it were a comedy or
no,
the you know like Mrs. That. Doubtfire if it was evil.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I want that someone to make Saved by the Bell where Zach is like a fucking superhuman.
Where he's, like,
where he's like Patrick
American,
Bateman,
yeah.
Junior Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
I'm sure that I'll have to look on YouTube. I'm sure somebody's
or like
done something
Rain
similar.
Man or something. Like,
yeah.
He's just,
yeah.
there's something. Someone should make that.
So he does that. So he's like apologizing. He says, everybody, look, I'm a dick. I totally did this. I'm sorry. But to make up for it, I bought you all video yearbooks.
With the money. And I'm just like, why did you do that with the money?
Even, okay, I skipped over this when we first, this is another episode where I'm like, what kind of resources, even to dub all of the dating tapes, where do you do that?
Yeah.
This, again, I repeat myself so much on this podcast, and I apologize to the listeners, but it must be done, because this is pre-internet. This is pre-internet. This is pre, like,
editing
ordering
software.
Things online.
Yeah.
So this means you do legwork. You take your original VHS tape to a place and go, yo, dub me, like, 300
yeah.
copies of this.
No. Well,
and that costs money.
Well, no, yeah, but they're passing it on to Screech, because he's a nerd, so somehow he'll figure it out.
But it's like, even you can't do that in real time. I used to do the two VCR thing, and, like, you have to, that's real time.
Yeah,
so it's like, it takes more than however many he sold,
that's
you got to sit
there.
And
that's
do it in real time.
Yeah, how many did they make?
Yeah.
I have 2 points about that. Where did he get the upfront capital to do that with the
yes,
Jonathan Bayside?
Exactly.
And also, they're only planning the yearbook now, so the year hasn't happened.
It
so
hasn't.
Why
yeah.
do they even have a video yearbook yet? Anyway, they're not done taping and editing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the end of the year. Exactly. It's like the year hasn't happened, so why has he already done that and been like, I bought all of you guys a
copy.
I
wonder what the, like, you can't go over, you know, 2 days in Saved by the Bell life. You know what I mean? Like, everything that happens can't take place in more than whatever time period. It seems like it has to be, like, it could be the next day, but that's it. You can't go, like, a week later.
Right, right.
It's not going to happen.
No. It's no. Each episode, I think, only takes place in, like, 36 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Enough for one outfit change.
Yeah exactly.
Probably.
Exactly. Because they're not going to put more effort into it than that.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, it's not.
It's so weird.
Not a single camera.
So, yeah, so that's, so, and then everybody knows, everybody can see that the girl is really Zach. So when he goes, I'm sorry, everybody, also I'm going to a military school, so goodbye forever. He literally says the words goodbye forever as if going to a military school equals death.
I know.
Like, I'll never see you again. Like, well, you could, even if you're going to a military
yeah.
academy. But then they all cheer. They're all like, yeah, we're rid of that asshole. That's awesome.
Because they're
pranking him.
Well, yeah, and so then he rips off his wig and is like, you dicks, I bought you the yearbook.
Why go to that trouble if you're just going to reveal yourself immediately?
Well, of course, because he thinks they're all going to weep and go, he was the best dude ever. I'm so sad he's going.
Clinical narcissism.
Of course. Yeah. So then he rips it off. He's like, you guys, whatever, fuck all y'all. And then they're like, gotcha.
Everyone at the same time yells, gotcha. Yeah. Even like the people who, there's like a bunch of extras that you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And like they're in.
Because the whole school continues to be in on the scheme.
Yeah.
The entire school.
But I love that.
And that's how it ends. And then you're right. No comeuppance whatsoever.
No,
I mean, other than the fact that I guess he had to spend his profits on the yearbook, but it's like big deal.
What were his profits? What could he have done with that? Does everyone want
enough to buy the whole school of VHS tape?
What about those 44-year-old, like, masturbating creepazoids who are, like, gonna come to Kelly's house?
Because there's no, they don't deal with the aftermath of like, oh, every man in this this vicinity has every teenage girl's phone number.
Yeah. First and last name,
phone number.
You can easily look them up.
Know what school you go to.
And they think that you are, that you're ready to bone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. They literally had you on the tape saying, I love you to strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And showing your butt in a fucking cheerleading outfit.
Yeah.
Like, and you look old. You look of age. So it's like, because you look 27.
Right.
So
the
funny thing is, fine.
They need a follow-up episode where all of the people who bought the tapes now own child pornography.
I'm telling you, the follow-up episode is SVU, where like Stabler comes to the houses of the dudes who own these tapes.
Oh my God.
And we got to talk.
What's that, to catch a predator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the beginning of that.
I bought a video, like, legitimately.
Yeah, no, this is
a
legal
video.
Yeah. That a teenage boy
look
sold me.
Look how old
me.
That girl looks. She looks 27.
Like, do you know she was 15? Lisa Turtle is 15.
Yeah. That's not what Zach Morris told me.
Zach Morris. He, I feel like I should know this, but what is Mark Ryan Gosling Jr.? What's his real name?
Mark Paul Gosselaar? Is that right?
Oh, shit. How did I know that?
I liked Mark Ryan Gosling.
He's in the show with Kumail, that Kumail was in. Remember?
Oh, what's
that?
Franklin and Bash. What's he like in real life? Is he a nice guy?
Super
nice. Yeah.
I've met him a couple times. Super
so
nice.
He's supposed to be
how
incredibly
does he
nice.
Feel about this?
He has a great sense of humor about it. Remember, he was on Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon tried to do a reunion like five years ago or something, but he fully dressed up like Zach.
That's right.
Brought out the big cell phone. Like he's really
gone to
cool
Meltdown a couple of times too. When Kumail was working with him, he'll like come on stage.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Does he ever feel like, oh, I'm sorry I was a bad example?
Yeah. Would he let his daughters watch this?
Probably. I don't know.
It's funny though, because I was a teenager when this came out currently. So this is that implies that it was an acceptable norm.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the hindsight to be appalled. But I'm thinking, like, what would this teach me about being a girl? What would this teach me? It would teach me that guys are predators, and that girls are shallow objects.
Well, Kelly Kapowski, so she's
and that women can't handle stress.
Yeah. So she's the top. She's clearly what you're supposed to want to be like.
She's alpha female.
She's alpha female. What the girls who watch the show are supposed to aim for. So, yeah, I totally was like, popularity is it.
Yeah.
Because I was, it started in, what, 89?
Yeah.
So I was 9 watching this. So very formative years. And that you need to be the most popular girl. Your outfits need to be amazing. We didn't have fucking money. So like I couldn't wear those outfits.
Right, right.
And that Zach Morris was like the boy that you would.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
date.
When I was watching this in middle school, I was like, this is what high school is going to be like.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what.
God.
And then I was mad when I got to high school because I'm like, there are no dudes as hot as Zach Morris.
I totally thought I'd be Kelly Kapowski when I grew up.
Really? That's funny. I wonder if this age, at the age when this came on, what I would identify with.
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
I didn't really. I mean, I think I identified with Jesse because I was watching this then also when I started reading Sassy magazine.
Yeah,
and
reals.
I was like getting my first taste of feminism.
Yeah.
And like listening to L7 and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like I identified with her slight. I mean, like, obviously I thought I was like alternative and shit. So I only slightly, I just was glad. I was like, oh, I'm glad there's somebody talking back, at least.
Yeah, or at least someone who is aware of political issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
even on the most base level. Yeah.
Even though she's, like, the most annoying about it.
Yeah.
You're like, at least she
at least somebody's
shit.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Like, the one character gets to have all of these things about them that are good and trying to be a normal good person. But then she goes to date fucking AC Slater.
Right.
Why is she didn't
but then
Slater?
I sort of identify with that because like even though I was like punk rock and alternative, I was into like straight lace jock dudes. Still am. Still my
I guess it was like when I was in high school and I was like kind of
you know, underdoggy and everything and a little fucked up. When I did date a jock, I was like, I felt a little like, see, I can do this too. It did feel 100%. A little.
That's 100% really? My
yeah.
thing.
I dated one jock and I was like, I felt triumphant.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into them physically. Like, I find that whole thing attractive. But part of it, like, when I dated my first jock muscle dude when I was, like, in my 30s.
Hmm.
It was Andy. And when we were dating, I was like, oh, I got this. How did yeah. I do it? I don't know how I did this, but
and
I did it.
And you're the
it.
Cool, you know how like, cool you are,
yeah,
too.
It was kind of like I was doing it for 16-year-old April.
Yeah.
I was like, don't worry, 16-year-old April, you'll get this someday.
Yeah. No one, that guy could not have been cooler than me at 16. And I'm like, right. I'm the cool one in this relationship. Right. I'm not the one who's like, oh, I like your band. Can I go see your band? It was like,
you were the one that knew shit.
I was the one who knew shit.
I've never dated a jock. I mean, I've dated guys who were like, who've worked out, but I've never dated like a jock.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy was like a hacky swimmer. He's not like,
I mean,
captain of the football team.
It's great when they got some cut bods.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I mean, then you'll date like a schlubby guy and you'll be like, oh yeah, I forgot that you guys could be doughy too. And then you'll date a guy that's like all abs. But the only problem with dating a guy who's got a really good body is that you end up talking about how many reps they do because it's like part of their life.
They go to the gym a lot and they won't eat at fun places.
Yeah, they start talking about like how much they can clean and jerk and I'm like, I don't fucking know what that
means.
Yeah,
I don't. Well, and also it's not a thing. It's like a thing I never cared. I didn't. Yeah, I thought like jocks were hot or whatever, like just from a way that I look at them like, oh, they're hot, but I never dated one, like I said, until it's the kind of thing where it's like before you have a muscle guy, you don't care that much about it. And then when you get a muscle guy, you're like, oh, like believe the
really?
Hype.
I like soft dudes.
I don't mean cut like insane, like Slater cut, but I just mean like, you know, toned,
I know.
Got their shit together.
I know. I think this is why I keep getting older and I keep dating guys that still are in their late 20s.
Because they're still in shape.
Because
they're kind of hot
and they're kind of dumb. So I mean,
see, but I have no patience for dumb.
But I mean, they're just figuring their life out. They're like, what's a credit score, dumb? And you're like, you're just a little.
But I'd rather date a guy who like didn't spend an hour a day at the gym. Instead, we spent it hanging out, like talking.
Right.
I'd rather you not go to the gym for an hour.
Yeah. See, I can't. Yeah, me too. There was this one guy in Atlanta. Me and Millie were talking about it the other day. Funnily enough, because he just came up. But like, this is like when we were teenagers. We used to go to this dance club called the Vault that had like a goth night.
Yeah.
But when we were underage, but whatever, there was a guy there who was like the hottest guy we had ever seen up until that point. Like he was just so hot and he agreed to hang out with us one night. Like we ended up talking to him. We're like, hey, do you want to go out? We went to like Waffle House or whatever after dancing. So we did. And he was so hot and we're like, I can't believe this guy's going to hang out with us. So we go to the Waffle House and within like 5 minutes, he was the dumbest person we'd ever met. He was dumb. And we were immediately like, how do we get out of this? And like, we were like, oh, we just remembered we have to go and like could not bail fast enough.
Oh, no.
And then that night to us, that was like, oh, that's the difference between men and women. Because we, no matter how good looking this dude was, we're like, we have zero patience for his stupidity.
Yeah,
he
no.
was like foghorn leghorn dumb.
No.
Whereas a dude would be like, oh, I don't care. She's a hot lady. I'll hang out with her all night. I'll
She's
marry
nice.
Her.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm laughing at her jokes. Her terrible
That was
jokes.
A life lesson where I was like,
dang.
Oh, hotness is never going to trump stupidity.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I guess I always figured that guys that were super built dedicated more time to that than they did like books
yeah,
or
sure.
interests.
Sure, yeah.
So it's like, I guess I'd rather go for the guy that like likes cool music and reads cool books than the guy that's like, I did a bunch of reps.
That Although, is interesting that totally. It's like one or the other.
But out here in LA, it's really different. Because if you go anywhere else and there's a guy that's like super cut, he does it on purpose and that's part of his lifestyle. But out in LA, it's like, I gotta stay in shape because I'm in the business.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
People look at me. So I'm an object and this is my tool and I sell this shit.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Everything about this that
gross.
Is making me fucking
gross. But
my vagina's like so sewing itself up.
People
right now.
In LA stay in shape for professional reasons and
right.
not just lifestyle choices. Anyway,
yeah,
that's my
it's
last
true.
Thought on that.
Also, everyone looks good here, and you're like, everyone's kind of vain, so you kind of
well, yeah.
You don't want to
got to keep up
like,
with
either
them
you
Joneses.
Can be like the I'm the bearded fat guy, and like that's your persona. Or
yeah,
like you can't,
or you have to be like insanely ripped and hot.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird.
I want to be the bearded fat guy.
The bearded fat guy.
I'll be the bearded fat guy.
I'm. Italian,
like,
so there's a chance that I might go that way.
No, and I have to be like the quirk. I'm like, I'm the quirky one. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, every, yeah.
You're total
fouse.
Like, come on. She's wearing, like, April
yeah,
right now is wearing,
a
like,
fox,
this amazing
funny.
Outfit.
So it's like.
And you're funny, but you're just like,
you. Just,
like, pin-up girls.
Yeah.
Like, insanely hot, but then also you're like, yeah, like, super funny.
I feel like the hot is like a.
I don't know what to say.
Aside where it's
say,
like isn't
that.
It crazy that she's also incredibly hot though
oh know? What this okay we have to end this episode this
okay.
is getting weird
We're big fans.
Thank you. You guys are both super hot.
Thank you.
So
I am
you
sweating
about?
On your couch right now.
I know. Yeah, I don't have air conditioning, and it's starting to be the season for that. Okay. This was awesome.
We did
you
a great
guys
job.
Are awesome.
Thank you.
What are your Twitters?
Oh, we have a joint Twitter. It's at Allie and Georgia, A-L-I-E-A-N-D, Georgia like the state. I have my own Twitter at Allie Ward.
I don't have a Twitter. I have an Instagram at Heartstark.
Okay.
And we have our own podcast called Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia on the Feral Audio Network.
This is on Tuesday. This is coming out Tuesday. Do you guys have any things to...
I'm going to...
What are we plugging?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think what we're...
I guess Slumber Party...
Oh, yeah, Slumber Party Podcast is our podcast. You've been on it.
April's been on it. Super fun.
It's
awesome.
Slumber Party themed, so we record in pajamas, so get up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, our next live guest is going to be Giada. I don't know if we can announce
that. Oh, my
that
God. Yet. I totally have to go to that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
Because I watch Food Network all the time.
Yeah,
in a teepee.
Yeah.
Giada.
All right, totally. All right, I got to go because I got to go be on Matt Knudsen's podcast.
Yay!
So I'll tell you guys when that comes out. And also, for you guys listening, Netflix order. Well, I don't know what the next episode is going to be because I'm looking at my notes and they're super different from Netflix, and I feel like I've got to go fill in some gaps. So just the next episode will be a surprise. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.